Welcome to another tale from George's Pocketbook. George is a frontline UK response officer dedicated to fighting crime, resolving family disputes in minutes that have taken years to break down, and getting in the faces of the social underclass. All events are real, and names and places have been changed to protect the innocent, not so innocent, and plain stupid.
George prepared himself for another tour of duty. He just needed a quick roll call before he hit the mean streets of suburbia. Handcuffs? Check. Body armour? Check. Personal radio? Check. CS spray? Check. Four pens at work? Check. A ream of blank witness statements, MG11s? Check. A bag of Maynard's wine gums? Check. He was posted to a remote outpost at the far-flung edge of the county, known as the Outer Rim. So fully armed with his appointments, he headed off to the Shires with his probationer to show them country folk how the urban coppers play. Everything was cue until 2 hours before they were due to knock off. The word quiet is never used while on duty. Then they got a call to attend a high school to help eject a student who had been refusing to leave. Now, in his day, it was fairly difficult to get the kids to stay in school, and a student refusing to leave was a new one on George, so with a degree of curiosity, he attended the scene. Upon arrival in the class, after having to sign in, their uniforms and body armour obviously weren't totally convincing, they saw the lad sitting in the corner, doodling on a PC. Everything looked calm. But appearances can be deceiving, and Kenny was 16, well built, about 6 foot tall, and had a mean scowl. The teacher in charge, using the term loosely, explained that Kenny had told her to F off, called her colleague a fat C, and had tried to start a fight with one of the other kids. She asked him to eject him, as he'd also threatened to kick her in the face if she went anywhere near him. George politely asked the lad to leave, stating that if he didn't, he would leave them with no choice and they would have to arrest him to prevent a breach of the peace. His reply was eloquent, F off, copper. Quickly establishing that he hadn't built up a rapport, he let his much younger, bigger and fitter probationer reason with him. Not fazed by this change of tact, the lad looked up and said, "Right, your turn, is it? F off, copper." You see where this is going? Kenny explained he was annoyed because the fat cow refused to give him access to Google. George noticed the lad was doodling with a photo of fat cow on his PC, and using MS Paint was making reference to her sexual preferences. In the end, after a few more pleas and warnings not to swear, the probationer nicked him to prevent a breach of the peace. This turned into a brief scuffle on the classroom floor, in front of six other cop-hating students chanting, "Fight! Fight! Fight!" Kenny was quickly tied up in a neat little bow by the probationer, and they escorted him outside. After 5 minutes and with the lack of an audience, a tearful Kenny calmed down and was de-arrested, and the handcuffs were taken off. He grabbed his bike and was allowed to go on his way. However, he misjudged the gap between two parked cars, resulting in Kenny going over the top of his handlebars, with the rest of his bike landing on top of him and the cars. Kenny was unhurt, but his pride was dented and his wheel bent. His legal guardian turned up and threw the bike in the back of the car and took Kenny away amid much swearing and gnashing of teeth. George was left wondering if the world had really changed so much since he was at school.